Welcome, everyone, back to the ESPN World Center. RF Sports Radio with a live performance here of the Lady Jets as they'll take on a local Dallas team. Their rival team, they had to go all the way to Orlando to get a matchup against their rival, the Dallas Heroes. And we'll get set for the tip-off here. My name is Rodney Fisher, joined by Royce Fisher. Lady Jets with a 5-1 tournament record, looking here to take fifth place in the AAU National Tournament by facing their hometown rival team. We'll get started here as we get set for the jump ball. Sierra Johnson will jump. The tip will be controlled by the Heroes. They'll get it out to their point guard, and now they'll set it up at half court. Number 23 will get the pass off to 18. Now back out to the top of the key, guarded by Brianna Lester. They'll now pass it over to the left wing. Try to make a move inside. He's going to lose the handle. Now get it back and pass it intercepted by Natalie Cho. Cho down the lane for a fast break layup and good. Now 2-0 Lady Jets. The Heroes will inbound the ball. They get to their point guard number 22. She'll pass to 23. Now back out to one on the right wing for a quick jump shot, and that was good. Now 2-2. Both of these teams have faced each other before. They are in-town rivals back in Dallas. Now, Cho bring the ball down the court. She'll pass to Chastity Barnes. Barnes are moving into the lane for a layup. That's no good. Now, rebounded by 22. They get an outlet pass for a fast break. Up and no good on the layup. Barnes will get the rebound and pass out to Cho. Cho now gets it down low the door and breath of a fast break. She's going to make 2 points. So now 4-2. The Heroes inbound the ball. The Lady Jets are going to a full court press. The Heroes will break the press and get it out to number one. Number one will try to go back down low. It's going to be tipped out of bounds by Dorian Branch, number three. 6:41 left to go in this first period. And the Lady Jets have a 4-2 lead. It's been an excellent tournament so far. If you want, you can actually go back to rfsportsradio.com and listen to all the games from this tournament. Now the Heroes in by the ball. They're on basket. They get it out to their point guard, number three. She'll lose the handle to Branch. Now Chastity Barnes has a 1-on-2 break. She'll be fouled before making an attempt. So now, Natalie Cho inbounds the ball. She gets the door in your branch. Branch back out the bars, back out the toe. Wide open 3-point shot. Going to be off the back of the rim. Rebounded by the Lady Jets. Get the pass out to Branch. Branch now fake inside. Go up for a strong move. She's going to be fouled. Won't get the shot to go, but she'll still shoot 2 shots. Dorian Branch with her first free throw attempt is going to be good. The Lady Jets will take a 5-2 lead. Second shot here for Branch. That was going to go as well. Now 6-2. 6:28 left to go in the quarter. The Dallas Heroes will bring the ball down the court. Number 23 will get the pass off to the right wing. They'll go down low to number 10. Good fake move. Puts up a shot, and that was good. Now 6-4. Barnes inbound to Cho, and Cho will pass it right back to Chastity Barnes. She'll get it cross court to Natalie Cho. Now back to Barnes. Barnes will swing it out right to Brianna Lester. Lester will get back up top of the Barnes. They'll go right back to Lester on the right wing. She'll make a move inside, trying to get the ball to Sierra Johnson. It'll be kicked loose. And Brianna Lester trying to save the ball and have a foot on the baseline. And now the Dallas Heroes will inbound the basket under their own basket. Heroes inbound the ball. They get it to their point guard. They break the press to the half-court line to number one. They'll take a set shot for 15, and that was good. Now 6-6 with 5:37 left to go in the first period. Balls will bring the ball to the court. She's going to be trapped at the half-court line, but now get the pass off to Lester. Lester again will step on the out-of-bounds line. So another turnover, and the Dallas Heroes will take over. They get a down low pass to the left wing. Now back out to the top of the key to number 22. She's going to be guarded by Lester. They go down low to one, and one will get it right back out to 15. Cross court pass, almost intercepted. But number 23 will take it in for the shot. Shot's no good. Rebounded by number one. She'll put it back over quick, and now rebounded by Sierra Johnson. Johnson now out of the pass to Branch. Branch will go in the lane for the shot. No good. And now they're pushing back up the floor. The Heroes, number 15. I get it out to the right wing. Now back to 10. Now back out to one. Cross court to 23. Still now dribbling inside. They'll get it back out to 15. And back to 22. She'll take a three-point shot. That's no good. Rebounded by Dorian Branch. Now Chastity Barnes will bring the ball down the court. They'll hand it off to Natalie Cho. Cho now back to Barnes. Barnes will swing it out to left to left. She'll take a shot. That's going to be no good. Rebounded by Cho. She'll go back up with the shot. That's no good. And the Heroes get out of that pass for a fast break. Free throw layup attempt is no good. And the lady just rebounded. They'll bring it back the other way. Chastity Barnes will work the ball to her right. Now get it down low to Sierra Johnson. Johnson now cross court to Cho. Cho set a feet for a three, and that's good. Now 9-6, Lady Jets. The Heroes will bring the ball down the court. They'll swing it out to their right side. Heroes working the ball from left to right on the court. They'll swing it out to 23, who'll be at the three-point line. Now back out to 22, down low to 10, and back out to 15 again. She's going to take a three-pointer. That's good. Now we've got a 9-all tie. The 3:26 left to go here in the first period. Barnes will move it down low to Lester. Lester will get it out to Johnson. Johnson will go cross court to Cho. Cho fake a three, now move it inside and get the ball knocked out of bounds. And with 3:14 left to go, it'll be tied up at 9-9. And the Lady Jets will take a timeout. We'll take one here as well, too. You're listening to Lady Jets Basketball on RFSportsRadio.com.
This is RF with the RF Sports Radio Show. Do you have a business, a product, a service, or a website, and you need more customers? Advertise with the fastest growing internet sports radio show and market your business to sports fans worldwide. Don't miss a unique opportunity to capitalize on the biggest marketing genre in the world. Email me at rfsportsradio@gmail.com. That's rfsportsradio@gmail.com. We have options for every budget, and don't let business pass you by.
We're now back as Natalie Cho is set up to take two shots. They will get the foul call. This will be out of bounds. She'll make her first shot. Second shot's going to be good. And they haven't changed the scoreboard yet, but should be 11-9. Now we have 11-9 on the scoreboard. The Heroes will inbound the ball. They'll swing it out to 14. Now number 10 to take the ball. They'll swing it out to number 15 to take a three-point shot. That's no good. Rebounded by the Lady Heroes, but that has the rebound taken away by Cassidy Ball. She'll put the ball now, slow it up at half court. Looking to get a play call. Hearing pass, trying to get the ball to Natalie Cho, and it's going to be out of bounds. And the Heroes will inbound. These two teams have faced each other many times before, so they both know each other's tendencies, and that should make for a good basketball game this morning. 2-point lead for the Lady Jets. They now set up on defense at half court. The Heroes will bring the ball down court, 22, a pass it out, 2:15. Should be trapped at the half court line, and they'll call a timeout to prevent the turnover. And the Lady Jets will now go ahead and huddle up here. Coach Jason Terry, also Coach Brown and Lonnie Franklin as well. I have a quick pep talk to the girls. I can imagine playing basketball at 8 a.m. Eastern time is not very easy. It was hard enough for me to get up at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Now the Heroes inbound the ball right in front of the scorer's table. That gets 22. She'll swing it back out to 21 at the baseline. She's going to be trapped. She'll step on the baseline to make a turnover. Now the Lady Jets will inbound the ball. They'll get the pass in and pass the ball. Now, Barnes will try to go cross court. It's going to be stolen by number 10 for the Heroes. She'll come up for the layup. Layup is no good, and Barnes will get the rebound. Now she'll push it back up the floor. They got a 3-on-3 matchup. Barnes will go in the lane, get the contact, but the shot will not fall, and she'll go to line for two. And we've got a Hero down on the court. Looks like she's holding her stomach, perhaps. And Barnes will go to the free throw line here to shoot two shots. We'll see if they'd like to take the injury timeout here. As the coach is still waiting on the player to try to get her up. They'll go ahead and take an injury timeout, and we'll take a timeout here as well. And this is the RF Sports Radio's broadcast of the Lady Jets for the AAU National Tournament.
We are back. DeSoto Eagles football is back on RF Sports Radio. Starting August 31st, tune in to RF Sports Radio to hear live Texas high school football action. Coach Claude Mathis returns to lead the Texas football powerhouse on another big season. The electric Dez White and Oregon recruit Dontre Wilson lead a high-powered, high-scoring offense. And hear it all right here on RFSportsRadio.com. It all starts August 31st as the DeSoto Eagles take on Arlington Martin right there in Arlington, Texas. Tune in live for RFSportsRadio.com for live DeSoto Eagles football action only here. This is RF with the RF Sports Radio Show. Do you have a business, a product, a service, or a website, and you need more customers? Advertise with the fastest-growing internet sports radio show and market your business to sports fans worldwide. Don't miss a unique opportunity to capitalize on the biggest marketing genre in the world. Email me at rfsportsradio@gmail.com. That's rfsportsradio@gmail.com. We have options for every budget. And we are back. DeSoto Eagles football is back on RF Sports Radio. Starting August 31st, tune in to RF Sports Radio to hear live Texas high school football action. Coach Claude Mathis returns to lead the Texas football powerhouse on another big season. The electric Dez White and Oregon recruit Dontre Wilson lead a high-powered, high-scoring offense. And hear it all right here on RFSportsRadio.com. It all starts August 31st as the DeSoto Eagles take on Arlington Martin right there in Arlington, Texas. Tune in live for RFSportsRadio.com for live DeSoto Eagles football action only here.
And we're back here in Orlando, Florida at the Walt Disney World Resort. The ESPN Wide World Sports Center has attached the ball to take two shots. She'll miss her first. Second shot is up, and that was no good. Rebound by the Hero. Number one to get it out to 22. She'll work the ball on the right side of the court. Now trying to go down low to 14. It's going to be stolen by Cassidy Barnes, and now she'll push the ball up the court. She'll stop at half court and look to pass. Now we'll keep the dribble and get it out to Stephanie Mitchell. Checked in. She'll have her three-point shot blocked. And they'll get a reach-in call. It's like number 10 for the Dallas Heroes. So now Natalie Cho will inbound the ball with a minute 35 left to go in the period. Cho will get the ball in to Moore, who just checked in. Now back out to Davis again for the first time. Hurts should have a pass stolen, and they're going a 2-on-2 fast break. The Heroes now up for the layup. They have a block by Davis, but they're going to get Davis on a foul call. So they'll send number 22 to the line for a two shot. And they'll go ahead and take their free throw attempt here. First shot is good. Second shot is off the front of the rim. Now 11-10 with a minute 22 to go in the first quarter. So we'll bring the ball down court to try to get out to Mitchell. Mitchell will have it stolen and stepped on the line as he tried to throw the ball back inbound. So the Lady Jets will keep the ball on their side of the court. And in is Sydney Goodson, and she will take the ball out. To throw it in to number 23, Natalie Cho, who will swing it to Stephanie Mitchell. Now back to Cho, back out to Goodson, sets her feet for a three. Going to be off the back rim. And the rebound will be tipped out of bounds by the Heroes. So they get to inbound the ball. They get it to Moore. Moore swing it out to Cho. Out to Davis. He's wide open for a three. And was off the backboard, no good. And the Heroes to get the rebound. They'll push it up the floor. 23 will go for the layup attempt. No good. Rebounded by one. Going to be fouled on the putback attempt by Moore. And now number one for the Heroes to shoot two shots. .3 left in the first quarter. First shot is no good. Now the second shot's going to be no good as well, out of bounds. And the Lady Jets will inbound. So inbound to Mitchell, she'll pass the cross court to Davis. Davis back to Mitchell. Mitchell inside for the layup. It's going to be out the front of the rim, no good. And now the Heroes will get the rebound. They'll push it back the other way. Number 22 in the lane, up, and Davis will get the charging call. Good defensive play to hold her feet. And 22 ran right into her. And that'll be a turnover. Now 32.1 left. The Lady gets to try to extend a 1-point lead. So we'll work the ball down the court to get it out to Goodson. Goodson now will get it to Davis. Davis to the free throw line to pass it out to Mitchell. Mitchell try to work the ball in and should be called for a traveling call. So a turnover and go back the other way. 18 seconds left. Seconds left to go in his first period, and now the Dallas Heroes will have a chance to take the first lead of the game. Three-pointer by 14 is going to be off. Goodson will push the ball up the court to get it down low to Barnes. Barnes will go up with it at the buzzer. It's going to be no good. And at the end of one, the Lady just have a 1-point lead, 11-10. We'll take a break here and come back for the second period. You're listening to RFSportsRadio.com broadcast of the Lady Jets at the AAU National Tournament.
This is RF with the RF Sports Radio Show. Do you have a business, a product, a service, or a website, and you need more customers? Advertise with the fastest-growing internet sports radio show and market your business to sports fans worldwide. Don't miss a unique opportunity to capitalize on the biggest marketing genre in the world. Email me at rfsportsradio@gmail.com. That's rfsportsradio@gmail.com. We have options for every budget, and don't let business pass you by.
Thank you. And we're back here live for the start of the second period. Again, the score is 11-10. Lady Jets have led most of the game. It's been tied up a couple of times. But have had some turnovers, as well as the Heroes also. Lady Jets to inbound the ball. They'll swing it out to Maya Barnes, number 9, to get it down a little chassis bar. Barnes inside to Hawkins. Hawkins up with a two-point shot. That was good. Now with 7:50, they'll take a three-point lead, 13-10. Heroes across half court. And scramble for a loose ball. It's going to be picked up by Davis. Davis to get it out to chassis Barnes. Barnes now 5-4, gets to the Barnes. Barnes is going for a layup. Should get fouled. And I go to the free throw line to shoot two. Now Maya Barnes will take two shots here. First shot's going to be no good. We get set for a second shot. That was going to be off the front of the rim, no good. And the Heroes will rebound it and push it up the floor. They get the 23 for a set shot, and that was good. Now 13-12, lead back down to 1. So now Maya Barnes are working down low to Chassis Barnes. Barnes inside the lane. No good on a layup attempt. Made a good move to get down to the under the goal. Lady, the Heroes will rebound and now work the ball the other way. It's going to be deflected out of bounds by the Lady Jets from a pass attempt. So now the Heroes inbound the ball. And their inbound pass will be tipped out by Barnes, but recovered by the Heroes. They'll be checked at half court by Lester. Now they get the ball up to 23. And she's going to have the pass stolen by Maya Barnes. Gets it out to Lester on the fast break. 1-on-2 fast break. Going to go up with it. No good, but we'll get the foul call. So she goes to line to shoot two. .648 left to go in the half. And Lester's first shot can be off the back of the rim, no good. They'll make a quick substitution. Out is Davis. In for her, number 3, Dorian Branch. Now, Lester will try to settle in here for a second attempt. That was no good, in and out. Now, the Dallas Heroes will bring the ball down court. They look for a screen. Now, work the ball to the left wing, number 15, to make a spin move into the lane for the layup. No good, but she'll get a foul call on Hawkins. It went up for the block. And so they'll send number 15 to the line for two shots. First shot is no good. Should get one more attempt here to see if they can even up the score at 13. Second shot by 15 is up, and that was good. Now they're even things up at 13 all. With 6:36 up to go in the half. Lady just inbound. They're working down low to Lester. Lester in the branch. Going to be fouled in the lane going for the two-point shot. And that was a good heads-up play by Lester to give it up to Branch, who was in the lane. And she will make her first shot. And Now 14-13. She'll make her second shot now 15-13. So the Heroes now will work the ball down the court. They have it stolen by Bars. She get it up to Branch. Branch in the lane to give it back to Lester. Lester moving the lane for a floater, and that was good off the backboard. So now score is 17-13. Heroes now bring it down court. They'll take a quick shot. It's going to be no good. Bars will get the rebound and try to push it up the floor. She takes up the lane for a floater. That was no good. Now rebounded by number 23 for the Heroes. She'll work it back the other way. Just slow down and wait for the rest of her team to come. Now get out to 15-15 to take a three-point shot. That's no good. Rebound by Branch. She'll get it to Hawkins. Now Hawkins will get it back to Maya Barnes, and she'll work the ball on the right side. They get it down low to Lester. Lester there for the layup is going to be fouled. So now she'll go to the line and shoot two shots. The Lady Jets being rewarded for their aggressive play by going to the free throw line. And first free throw. Gonna be no good. Now 17-13 with 5:34 left to go. Second shot by Lester, gonna be off the back rim, no good. Rebounded by the Heroes. They'll push it up the court to get a cross court pass to 15. She'll lose it out of bounds. And now the Lady Jets will inbound. Now the toe check back into the game. Branch will get the inbound pass to Bars. She'll bring it up court. She'll get it back to Branch. Branch will go cross court, and now the toe will be tipped out of bounds by the Heroes. And Lady Jets will keep possession. Bars inbound to get it out to Branch, the three-point line. Inside the Hawkins. Hawkins will take a two-pointer. That was no good. Get her own rebound and put back for 2 points. 4 points for her in the game. Now 19-13, Lady Jets, with 5 minutes left in the half. Heroes move the ball down the court. Number one will take an inside shot. That's no good. It'll be deflected out of bounds, and now the Heroes will inbound it at the baseline under their own basket. They'll swing the ball from the baseline out to the top of the key. Now back to the right side. They'll go back out to the three-point line. Number 10 will take a shot from 1 foot in the three-point line. No good. Rebounded by Natalie Cho. Cho will now cross court passes to Bars at the three-point line, and they'll get it out to Cho. Now back to Dorian Branch, and she'll work it back to the top of the key to Natalie Cho. Cho will get inside of Lester. Bars now set up feet for a three-pointer. No good. And we get an over-the-back call on Branch on the rebound. So it'll be a turnover. And now the Heroes will inbound the ball. 4:30 left to go in the first half. Lady Jets have a 6-point lead, 19-13. The Heroes did tie it up earlier in the second period, but this ends an all Lady Jets. Heroes will take a 3-point shot. That was going to be out the front of the rim. Cassidy Bars to get the rebound. She'll work it down court. Now passes to Natalie Cho. Back out to Bars. Now she'll swing the ball right to Lester. Lester will go ahead and go inside for a shot. That was no good. Rebounded by the Heroes. They'll push it up the floor. They get out number four. Four, take a three-point shot. That's good. And the Lady Jets will take a timeout here. Heroes cut the lead down to three. 3:49 left to go in the half. Lady Jets lead 19-16. We'll take a quick break and come right back here live from Orlando, Florida. And we are back here. 3:49 left to go in the first half. Lady Jets have a 3-point lead over their rival team, the Heroes, also a local Metroplex team. Jets inbound the ball, they're swinging out to Terry. Terry now go down low to Hawkins. Hawkins to get to Branch. Branch to try to make a spin move. It'll be no good. They're going to be tied up on the rebound. Will be Hawkins and the number one for the Heroes. The possession arrow will go back to the Heroes, and they'll inbound the ball. Heroes will bring the ball down court. They're swinging after 15. Should go to the baseline, and they'll go back out to the top of the key. Now to 23, and now down low to 10. He's going to have the ball. Stolen by Dorian Branch. Now 2-on-1 fast break for Chastity Barr. She's taking it in by herself. No good. Rebound by Hawkins. Back to Barr. Barr's a mystery putback attempt. And the Heroes will bring the ball back the other way. They'll swing it out to 23. Now cross court to 10. She'll have a pass knocked down by Cho, but she'll get the ball back. Going side for a layup attempt, but she's going to be fouled by Hawkins. So now number 10 for the Dallas Heroes will take 2 shots. Left to go here in the first half. First free throw is good. Now they cut the lead down to 2. Second free throw is good as well. Lead now cut down to 1. 19-18 with 2:45 left to go in the half. Cho will bring the ball down. She gets it to Terry. Terry will go down over Johnson, who have her pass stolen. And the Heroes will bring it back the other way. Now looking to take their first lead of the game. Inbounds pass down low is going to be stolen by Davis. Davis is trying to swing it out to Terry. Pass is too long, but Terry get it back. Now trying to go down low to Branch. Good pass by Terry. Branch will make a 2-point shot. Good heads-up play by number one, J.C. Hunter Terry. And now the Heroes will bring it back down court. Lead is 21-18. Heroes work the ball on the perimeter. They'll take a 3-point shot. It's going to be out the front of the rim, no good. They get their own rebound. And the putback attempt's no good. Now Johnson will put her hands up and deflect the shot. And they have to get it down court to Davis. Davis in it for the layup. Now the lead up to 5. And Heroes take a timeout with 1:48 left to go. We'll take a quick break here and get right back to the action.
This is RF with the RF Sports Radio Show. Do you have a business, a product, a service, or a website, and you need more customers? Advertise with the fastest growing internet sports radio show and market your business to sports fans worldwide. Don't miss a unique opportunity to capitalize on the biggest marketing genre in the world. Email me at rfsportsradio@gmail.com. That's rfsportsradio@gmail.com. We have options for every budget, and don't let business pass you by.
We're back here with 1:48 left to go in the half. The Lady Jets have a 5-point lead, 23-18. I guess their rival team, the Heroes, they'll inbound the ball. They're now working down low. The pass will be stolen by Goodson. Goodson will get it to Davis. Davis down the lane by himself. In for the layup is no good off the backboard. Now the Heroes will try to push the ball the other way. 22 will get it cross court to 10. It's just like a 3-pointer. No good. Rebound by the Lady Jets. And now Landon Cho worked the ball. Of course, it's like a 1-on-3 fast break by itself. It'll be knocked out of bounds, actually off of her leg out of bounds. Jason Terry looking for a foul call. They're going to have a little conversation with the referee. as the Heroes are now bringing the ball down the court. They get it out right side. Now back to the top of the key to number 15. She'll go down low to 31, and he'll go right back out to the perimeter. Back to 15. 15 to think about the three-pointer. Won't take it. Gets it out to 10. She'll work it back to the top of the key. Now 22 will make a move inside. Take a step shot. And that was good. And a foul. So that would cut the lead down to 3 points with 46.5 left to go in the half. Number 22 will take now a free throw attempt to make it an and one. Free throw attempt is up, and that was good. That cut the lead down to two. Lady gets the inbound and Cho will now set her feet for a set shot. That was no good, but rebounded by Goodson. Goodson decided to Johnson. Johnson out to Cho. Cho fake the three-point. Now look around for another shot. No good. Rebound by Branch. Pullback is good. So now 25-21 with 25 seconds left to go in this first half. It's been a great first half to this point, as we expected. Lady Jets will now press to the half-court line, and they'll trap 22, who will turn the ball over out of bounds. And they'll get a chance at the last shot here. Goodson will come out in for her. It's going to be number 20, Brianna Lester. And she'll bring the ball down the court. She'll work it back out to Davis. Davis to Cho. Cho will take a three-point shot. That's good. No rim needed for Cho. And now the inbound pass is stolen by Branch. Branch will go for the floater. That's no good. And they get an offensive foul. But that will end the half. So it looks like they're going to be 28-21 at halftime, unless they will get the foul call on 20. So the referee's now having a conversation with the scorer table. But we're not yet at halftime. They'll put point four back on the clock. They'll put point four back on the clock and allow the Dallas Heroes to take a 1-1. Number 23 will take the shot. First one's up, and that was out the back of the rim. They're holding up time run out, so now they will go to halftime, 28-21. We'll take a quick break here. About a 4-minute break. We'll come back with the second half. You're listening to the Lady Jets AAU basketball on rfsportsradio.com.
We are back. DeSoto Eagles football is back on RF Sports Radio. Starting August 31st, tune in to RF Sports Radio to hear live Texas high school football action. Coach Claude Mathis returns to lead the Texas football powerhouse on another big season. The electric Dez White and Oregon recruit Dontre Wilson lead a high-powered, high-scoring offense. And hear it all right here on RFSportsRadio.com. It all starts August 31st as the DeSoto Eagles take on Arlington Martin right there in Arlington, Texas. Tune in live for RFSportsRadio.com for live DeSoto Eagles football action only here. This is RF with the RF Sports Radio Show. Do you have a business, a product, a service, or a website, and you need more customers? Advertise with the fastest-growing internet sports radio show and market your business to sports fans worldwide. Don't miss a unique opportunity to capitalize on the biggest marketing genre in the world. Email me at rfsportsradio@gmail.com. That's rfsportsradio@gmail.com. We have options for every budget, and don't let business... All right, we're here with Coach Brown. Coach, first of all, tell us your thoughts about the tournament so far. You guys are 2-0.
Tough game in the first game. You think they kind of woke you guys up for the second game? You just got to be beating the Tar Heels with.
Yeah, I mean, that first game, everyone coming out in the national tournament is always a little nervous and whatnot. So it was a good eye-opener for our girls. Show us how hard it's going to be out here. There's plenty of great competition. You know, I know that back in Dallas, we do a great job and blow teams out, but this is the best of the best now. So we know we got to play our best basketball to survive out here.
You know, my first time at the AAU tournament, and I guess I'm surprised by the level of talent out here.
Right.
But there's some good teams out here.
Right.
So what do you guys got to do to really stay in the mix? And you had second place finish or fourth place finish, but you're going for it all this time.
Well, I think we just got to stay focused. You know, keep our composure. You know, a lot of these teams like to speed the game up. You know, we've done a great job with our girls all year of spreading the ball, and using each other. As long as we stay together and use each other and execute what we tell them to do, we'll be just fine.
So what's the motivation? What do you tell the team after every game so they don't take the highs too high and the lows too low?
You know, we just try to, like I said, we kind of even kill. You know, we do it just like Jason Terry when he plays out with the Mavericks now, wherever he's going to be. We just try to stay even kill. We never want to get too high. We never want to get too low because you never know what's going to happen in a game of basketball. There's a lot of runs. There's runs. There's always a game of runs. We make runs. They make runs. As long as you stay even, you'll be able to hold your composure and get through it. Stay together as 14. We just stay together.
This game you guys are getting ready to go into against the hometown team. So now you might not have to play just the team, but the crowd and everything else that goes on with it as well. It's going to be a tough matchup for you guys. So what do you have a game plan going in, or you want to continue to play Lady Jets basketball?
No, like I tell our girls every game, as long as we play Lady Jet basketball, win, lose, or draw, I'm happy. So that means Lady Jet basketball, we hustling, we flying around, we defend, we rebound, we share the ball, and have fun. As long as we do that, we most of the time we come out on top. If we don't come out on top, it wasn't our night. But we keep our heads up and move on to the next game. Tonight's definitely going to be a hard game. Hometown crowd, hometown refs, hometown team. They're very athletic. They're a great team. So we just got to hold our composure and play solid defense for 32 minutes, and hopefully we come out on top.
Any message for everyone that's listening to us online right now, yelling at the computer and the phone?
Hey, support them Lady Jets. We coming home with a championship.
All right, that's right, Coach Brown. So make sure y'all stay tuned. Live on rsportsradio.com.
And we're back here getting ready for the second half. We want to thank Jason Terry and also the Jason Terry Foundation for allowing us to be a part of their AAU national run. We broadcasted, seven games now. And if nothing else, it's given us a huge opportunity to gain a huge following. I want to remind you guys that we have a live show every Tuesday and Thursday night at 10:30 p.m. All you got to do is go to rfsportsradio.com to check for details. We love to have you guys involved in our sports show. This coming up Tuesday, we have an interview with Jason Terry. We'll talk about leaving the Mavericks and becoming the Boston Celtics. We're lucky to be the first to have that. And now they're inbounds the ball. The Lady Jets have a 7-point lead, 28-21. They're moving in the bars. Balls are swinging out the show for a three. It's going to be no good. Rebounded by the Heroes. They'll try to put the trap on, but couldn't get their feet set in time. And they'll get a blocking foul on number 23, Natalie Cho. Now the Heroes will inbound the ball. They'll bring it across half court. They'll trap the Heroes, but they'll work out of it. Now swing the ball to their right side. Going to be stolen by Lester. Lester have it stolen from her by the Heroes. And now number 15 will work the ball back the other way. To get it out to 14 right at the top of the key to swing the pin on the right side. And she'll lose the ball out of bounds, and now the Lady Jets will inbound. Lady Jets working the ball from our left to right, wearing their white jerseys with green and blue trim today. Heroes in their blue jerseys with light blue trim. Now taking a shot for the Lady Jets is Natalie Cho. It's going to be no good. Heroes will push it back the other court. They got a 2-on-2 break. In for the layup and a foul. We'll get Chastity Barnes in a reach in. So now they'll shoot the and one. Oh, So her free throw attempt is good for the and one, so now they're set to lead to four. It's going to be a bad inbounds pass. And the ball will go back to the Heroes. Heroes come out in the second half ready to make this a game. They get the pass out to 23, 22, so get it out to 15. Now back to 22 cross court. They'll try to put the trap on. And she'll be forced out of bounds. Good defense by the Lady Jets. Let's see if they can come back down court and put offense with it. Now with 6:32 left to go in the third. Lester inbound the ball. She'll bring it down court and get it back to Lester. Now they go down a little to Johnson. Yeah, Johnson with 2 points in the lane. Taking advantage of her size. And they'll get a backcourt violation on the Heroes. Be another turnover. We'll see the Lady Jets can capitalize on that. As Lester will inbound the ball at half court. She'll get it out to Chastity Bars. Bars will work the ball to the right side. They get it to Branch. Branch out to Cho for a 3-point shot. That one's good. He worked on that same spot during halftime. And he comes out and hits the 3-pointer from there to give them now a 7-point lead, 33-24. Heroes will work the ball down low, and they'll get fouled in the lane. So now 22 will go to the line for 2 shots. 5:48 left to go here in the third period. We've got 2 other games going on here. One game here to decide who's going to make it to the final. Lady Jets missed that opportunity by losing to the Richmond team, who right now is up by 12 in their game. The Heroes will make their foul shot now, 33-26. Lady Jets inbound the ball. They'll try to break their full court press, which they will. They get it down low to Johnson. Can't handle the pass, but she'll pass it back out to Branch. We'll get it now to Bars at the top of the key. She'll work the ball to Natalie Cho. Cho back to Bars. She'll go inside the lane. Try to get to Johnson. Johnson can't get it, but Bars will put it back up and get fouled. Now Bars will go to the free throw line. She's 2 shots. First free throw is no good. The Heroes will make a few substitutions here. Now the second shot by Barnes is no good, and the Heroes will rebound it. They'll now push the ball to the floor. They get the 15 to set a feet for a shot. That was good. Now the Lady Jets will inbound the ball and try to work it back the other way to beat the press. That beat against the Cho. Cho will work the ball inside. Makes a good head fake. Up, but no good. Rebound by Lester. Footback is no good. And on the rebound attempt, the Heroes will bounce it on the baseline out of bounds. So now Cho will inbound the ball. Cho will get the ball in the door in your branch. He'll make a move at the baseline. Now pass it back out to Bars. Bars will get it out to Cho at the 3-point line. She'll fake another shot, make a baseline move. Go up with it, but it's going to be no good. Knocked out of bounds by the Heroes. Now, Lester will inbound to get it out to Cho. But they'll get a, it's like a blocking call foul. some type of foul on Lady Jets, and they'll get a turnover, and the Heroes will get the ball. 33-28 here in the third period. 4:48 left to go in the third. Lady Jets put on the full court press. The Heroes break the press to get it down low for the layup. Layup is good. Good ball movement by the Heroes to break the press and get a nice, easy layup. I'd lay this inbounds. The Bars will bring it up and get the pass out to Nally Cho. Cho now working in the lane, trying to go for the shot. Shot's no good. Rebound by the Heroes. Now only down by three. They're working to 15. 15 is a three-point shot. It's going to be off the mark. A rebound by 10. A good strong putback is no good. And Sherwood for the rebound. And Hawkins will have a foot on the line. A rebound attempt. So now the Heroes will inbound the ball. They'll make a substitution. Now it's Cho. And then for her, it's going to be Rosie Davis, number 15. Heroes inbound the ball. They get out to the three-point line. They'll make a quick move. They'll take a set shot. That's good. Lead now cut down to one. 33-32 with 4 minutes left to go in the third period. Lady Jets to come out flat here in the second half. Inbound pass to Hawkins. Hawkins will make a good move to the basket and score. Now 35-32. Heroes will work it down on a fast break. Layup is no good, but they'll get a foul call. So now number 15 for the Heroes will go to the line for two shots. First foul shot is up, and that one is good. They'll cut the lead back down to 2, 35-33. Second shot's no good. Rebounded by Davis. She'll bring it up the court by herself. Now looking to pass back to be intercepted by the Heroes. They'll take their time and work the ball off the court, looking to even up the score here. They get it out to the wing. We'll now move the ball back to the top of the key to 23 now after 22. 22 now to 15, who will take about a three-pointer. She'll put on the floor and go for the dribble. Pass is going to be stolen by Lester. And they'll get the turnover as the Heroes player had a foot on the line. And so Lady Jets avoid having a score even by the Heroes. And now they'll bring it down court. Bad pass by Bars trying to get it out to Lester. That'll be a turnover for the Lady Jets. Turnovers have really hurt them so far in the game. And now with 3:15 left in the third, the Heroes will get another chance to even up the score. They work the Bars on top of the key. Now down low to 33. Goes up with it, but she's going to miss the shot. Davis to get the rebound. And she'll bring it back up the court. Now gets the pass out to Bars. He's going to be trapped at the three-point line. They get to the branch. Get no look past Lester. And they get Lester for a traveling call. They'll make a substitution. Lester will come out in for hers, number one, Stephanie Mitchell. And they'll make another substitution, and Maya Barnes will come in out. It's going to be Dorian Branch. The Heroes are inbound the ball. They'll bring it up court, only down by two, looking to even up the score. They get it out to number four. Out by the half court line. They'll work it back cross court to 15. And number 21 is going to be fouled by Davis. Davis trying to be aggressive and go for the steal there. Now the Heroes inbound the ball. They get the ball at the four. They had a pass tip and turnover. Lady Jets to keep the ball. Good defensive play on that inbound pass. They'll again dodge one. Now with 2:31 left to go, they'll take possession up by two. 35-33. The pass is into Maya Barnes. She'll bring it down and give it up to Davis. Now back to Barnes. Now back to Davis. Davis take a three-point shot off the back iron. Rebound by the Heroes. They'll throw it out. And it'll be out of bounds. Number one for the Heroes trying to save the ball. And they couldn't find anyone to throw it to. And the Lady Jets to get a possession again. Davis inbound to get it out to number nine, Maya Barnes. She'll dribble out of the trap. And spot pass stolen by the Heroes. Now two-on-one break. Spin move is going to be no good. Get her own rebound for the putback. That was no good. And it's going to be touched out of bounds by the Jets. And now the Heroes in navy blue will have a chance to even the score again with 2:02 left. They'll make a substitution. Number 10, Chastity Barnes, will come out. In for her is 23, Nellie Cho. The inbound pass, quick shot by number one. That's going to be good. Now they're even the score at 35. Less than 2 minutes to go here in this third period. Barnes will bring it down and get it up to Cho. Cho will be trapped, but she'll get it to Hawkins. Now get it down low to Davis. Davis will turn for a shot. That was no good, and the Heroes a rebound. They'll work it down the other side of the court. They get a pass now, and the back down low to 10. Quick spin move, and for the hoop. Nice post move by number 10, and now the Heroes take their first lead of the game, 37-35. Barnes to get trapped at the half-court line, but get it up to Davis. Davis now to Mitchell. Mitchell under the lane for underhanded layup, and that was good. Now 37 all, but 1:17 left to go. The Heroes will work the ball down. Of course, they'll be trapped. Davis to get the steal, but they'll call a full foul. Took the ball away, but they'll call Davis for a foul. And now the Heroes to get the ball out on the side. Closest to the fans. Now 1:08 in the game, in the period left. Sorry, Lady Jets inbound the ball. Barnes now will have a pass tip to Goodson to recover and get it back to Barnes. Just swing it out to Natalie Cho. Cho now inside to Johnson. Back on the Cho for a three. Three is no good. Rebound by Johnson. She'll be fouled on the reach end, and she'll go to the line to shoot 1-1. Johnson, now they will decide not to shoot 1-1, and she will. They'll inbound the ball. Goodson will inbound it. Sydney Goodson now gets the pass out to Natalie Cho. Cho will swing it out to Maya Barnes. Barnes has the 3-point line to get inside to Goodson. Now back out to Cho. Cho will make a move in the lane. Now we'll go with the left hand, but no good. 3-on-2 fast break for the Heroes. They give it up to 23 in the lane to get it back to 1. One now at the 10. 10 will swing the ball back out to the top of the key so they can reset the offense. They'll get it out to 14. 14 back to 23. They'll try to trap her. It's going to be stolen. But a timeout call during the steal. And the coaches have Lady Jets can't believe it. Jason Terry with a confused look on his face. As they'll get the timeout call during the steal. And now 17.9 left to go in the third period. And it's 37 all. Both of these teams, the Heroes and the Lady Jets, are rivals in their own city in Dallas. Let's just say both of these teams want to win this game pretty bad. So now the Heroes inbound with 17.9 to go. That's swing the ball to the top of the key. Bad pass. It's going to be a backcourt. No, Garza get it back to one for the love, and that was good. Now 6 seconds left to go in the third. They lead by two. They swing the ball to the Heroes. Heroes now take a wild shot. Look, it's so good. They get a charging call. Finley Bissell on the defensive play should get the charge. So now they put point one on the clock. And they just have a chance here at the that a fair shot from half court. They'll hold it instead and now go into the fourth quarter up by two. We'll take a quick break here. We'll come back with the fourth quarter. Live from Orlando, Florida, you're listening to Lady Jets Basketball on rsportsradio.com.
We are back. DeSoto Eagles football is back on RF Sports Radio. Starting August 31st, tune in to RF Sports Radio to hear live Texas high school football action. Coach Claude Mathis returns to lead the Texas football powerhouse on another big season. The electric Dez White and Oregon recruit Dontre Wilson lead a high-powered, high-scoring offense. And hear it all right here on RFSportsRadio.com. It all starts August 31st as the DeSoto Eagles take on Arlington Martin right there in Arlington, Texas. Tune in live for RFSportsRadio.com for live DeSoto Eagles football action only here.
And we are back here for the start of the fourth quarter. I want to remind everyone to always go to RF Sports Radio when you want your sport news. We also do a live talk show every Tuesday and Thursday night at rfsportsradio.com at 10:30 p.m. Central Time. Heroes will inbound the ball, down by two. They'll work the ball down low to one. She'll get it back between two in the lane. Shots up, and that was good. And now the score tied at 39 off. Maya Barnes will bring it up court. She'll look to pass. She's going to be trapped. We'll dribble out the trap and get it to Stephanie Mitchell. Mitchell down the lane, underhanded. And it's going to be no good on the layup attempt. The Heroes will force the ball down the court. They go cross court to 14. She'll go down low to one. One to stop and pull up for a shot. That was no good. And Barnes will bring the ball down the court. She'll pass it up to Sydney Goodson. Goodson set up feet for a shot. Will be blocked by number one. And now the Heroes will wave the ball the other way. Cross court pass to Cortez to make a move in the lane. Underhanded. And they'll get a foul call. So now, 1 minute into the fourth period, and the Heroes have a chance to take a two-point lead here. First shot's good. Getting set for the second attempt here. Second attempt by number 10 is up, and that was going to rattle out. So now 1 point lead for the Heroes. Lady Jets will bring the ball down court. They'll swing it out to Barnes. Barnes will not go back to Natalie Cho. Cho will not get in the lane. She's going to lose the ball. And Barnes and the other Heroes defender have a tie-up on the ball. Possession arrow will go to Lady Jets' way. And they'll inbound the ball at the baseline. Cho inbound the ball to Branch. Branch will get it out to Barnes at the top of the key. They'll work it back to Cho. To go inside to Branch. Branch will move it back out to Barnes. Barnes in the lane for a floater, no good. Scramble for the rebound. Branch will come up with it, but she'll make a bad pass. Trying to get it out to someone at the 3-point line. And now the Heroes are inbound the ball. .634 left to go in the game, and the Lady Jets down by one. They'll swing the ball out to the left side. They'll go back down low to number one. They lose control, but regain it. Now stop and take a shot. Shots no good. Rebounded by Natalie Toe. They'll work the fast break to Mitchell. Mitchell now in the lane for the shot. No good. And they'll get a blocking call on number 23 for the Heroes. Now Mitchell will go to the line and shoot two shots there with 6:15 left to go in the game. Mitchell's first shot is no good off the right side of the rim. Now Mitchell will take one more shot here. Second shot is up, but that was no good. And the Heroes a rebound. They'll push up the court. They'll get the pass out to the left wing, the 14. They'll work the ball back the other way to 23. Now back down low to number one. At the elbow, she'll take the shot. Rattles around, but no good. Rebounded by Brent. And she gets it out the toe. They'll push up the floor. Now to Lester. Lester looking to make a move inside. A loose handle on the ball. Heroes will recover. And now they'll push it back the other way. Number 10 will stop. Now pass it back out to the top of the key. She'll swing it back out to 23. Now 23 inside the 1. The 14 is going to be out for a foot. So now 5:35 left to go in the game. And they'll make a substitution. Out it comes Lester in for her. It's going to be Rosie Davis. Ladies just find themselves down by one. They inbound the ball. The ball will take her time, and now we'll pass it out to Brent, who has the ball stolen. Bad pass by Bars, and now the Heroes take over. Set side by 14, no good. Rebound by number one, and the putback is good. Now 5:15 left to go. And it's 42-39. Now Bars will be tied up and make a bad pass again, and the Heroes are taking the ball over. Heroes now working the ball down court, get it back to number one. They go back out to 22. Still working in now inside for the floater. That's no good. Rebounded by one. Still put it back up and get fouled by Joe. Nice activity by the Heroes. Has them up by three with 4:51 left to go. And going to the free throw line to shoot two. Jason Terry will call Tassie Barnes over to have a good conversation about ball handling. Number one's first free throw shot is going to be out the front of the rim, no good. They'll make a substitution and Barnes will come out. In for her, it's going to be Sydney Goodson, number 13. Number one, second shot's going about the front of the rim, but the Heroes will get the rebound. Now 22 will work the ball to the left side. They get it down to the left wing at number 10. Should not go cross court to 15. I have the 22 for a three-point shot. That one flames off the rim, no good, and the Heroes get the rebound. Now the putback attempt is no good, rebounded by Natalie Toe. She'll push the ball. 2-on-1 fast break. Mitchell gives it to Davis, and Davis will make the layup. 4:22 left to go, and they still trail by 141-42. Heroes will bring the ball down court. They'll go cross court to 22, back down low to 1. That shot's no good. Rebounded by Goodson. Goodson will give up the handle now to Grant, who will give it to Toe. Let her bring it down court. And ladies, just to call a timeout with 4:04 left to go, still trailing by 141-42. We'll take a break here as well. Be right back with more Lady Jets basketball action.
This is RF with the RF Sports Radio Show. Do you have a business, a product, a service, or a website, and you need more customers? Advertise with the fastest growing internet sports radio show and market your business to sports fans worldwide. Don't miss a unique opportunity to capitalize on the biggest marketing genre in the world. Email me at rfsportsradio@gmail.com. That's rfsportsradio@gmail.com. We have options for every budget, and don't let business pass you by.
And we're back here. 4:04 left to go. Lady Jets down by one, 42-41 against their rival team, the Heroes, also the Metroplex area. Davidson inbound the ball to Toe. Toe will swing it down low to Goodson. Pass a little too high for Goodson, and they're going to lose it out of bounds. And now the Heroes will take the ball the other way. Jason Terry visibly upset about the sloppy play. And the team trails by one. Now the Heroes will bring it down for it. A worker ball down low to 10. I get it out to 22. Underhanded for the shot. It's going to be no good. Out of bounds. And now Sidney Griffin will be inbound the ball for the Lady Jets with 3:42 left to go. They get it in to Natalie Cho. She'll work the ball. She's going to be triple team, but we'll break the triple team with dribble. Gets it in to Hawkins. Hawkins trying to pass it to Branch. Deflected out of bounds by the Lady Heroes. Now, Natalie Cho inbound at the baseline. They get it out to Branch and out to Davis. Davis will swing it out back to Cho. She'll be double teamed. And bad pass is going to be stolen. Now, fast break by the Heroes. Into the left for 22, and that was good. Now, they'll take a three-point lead, 44-41. Davis will bring it down court. Heroes doing a good job of trapping the ball. Bad pass trying to get Davis trying to make the pass. And now the Heroes will get the turnover. They'll go back the other way with 3:11 left to go in the game. When the two will bring the ball down court, she'll be checked by Barr. They're swinging out to the left wing. Now back out to 23. 23 now to 21. She'll go down low to 10. 10 and have it stolen by Davidson. Now puts the fast break up to Goodson. Goodson is inside for the layup. Up and good. Good move by Sidney Goodson. Now with 2:47 left, Lady Jets trail by one. They get to 22. She'll swing it back out to 23. Now back to 22. To go in the lane, underhanded for his layup shot, and that was good. Lead back up to three. 2:30 left to go in the game. Balls will bring the ball back down and still get it up to Davis. Davis can move the ball to Goodson. Goodson set a feet for a three in and out. And now the Heroes will push the ball the other way. That's all a quick timeout. 2:15 left to go in the game, and the Lady Jets trail by three. We'll be right back here with more action.
This is RF with the RF Sports Radio Show. Do you have a business, a product, a service, or a website, and you need more customers? Advertise with the fastest growing internet sports radio show and market your business to sports fans worldwide. Don't miss a unique opportunity to capitalize on the biggest marketing genre in the world. Email me at rfsportsradio@gmail.com. That's rfsportsradio@gmail.com. We have options for every budget, and don't let business pass you by.
We're back here live in Orlando, Florida at the ESPN World Sports Center. Jason Terry's Lady Jets taking on the Heroes, also the Metroplex of Dallas as well. It's 46-43. The Heroes have a three-point lead. And the inbound pass, a little mistake on the inbound pass by handing it off. So Lady Jets will take back over with 2:14 left to go in the game. Sidney Goodson inbound the ball to Cassie Barr. Now, Barr will bring it down court. She'll be trapped at the half-court line. And clearing out to Davis. Davis will go inside for a layup. He's going to be blocked by number one. Now, the Heroes will bring the ball back down court with 2 minutes left. 22 is going to be checked at the half-court line by Barr. Barr is playing good defense. Now, they'll make a bad pass inside. It'll be a turnover. And now the Lady Jets with 1:51 left to make a substitution. Davis will come out. And Natalie Taylor come in, she'll make the inbounds pass. Cho inbounds the ball to Bars. Now back out to Cho. She'll work it down into Griffin. And looks like they'll do it again because the clock did not move. So now Sydney Griffin, number 13, will inbound the ball. She'll get it to Bars. To give it back up to Griffin and back to Bars. They're trying to break this full court press and finally do get to the Johnson. Down low for a 2-point shot. Easy shot for Johnson. And now 1-point game. 45-46. Lady just down by one. Minute 30 left to go. The pass is down low. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by number 3, Branch. And the referee's going to have it going the other way. 1:27 left to go. The Lady Jets have a chance to take the lead here. Bars inbound the ball to Nelly Cho. She'll get it out to Sydney Griffin. Now back out to Bars. Bars down low to Cho. And Cho has the pass stolen. They go outlet pass, which will be ran down by Griffin. Good job playing defense there. They're swinging back out to Johnson. Her pass will be stolen now by the Heroes. They go down low. Number 1, a missile layup attempt. Ball's knocked around. Now 22 and 5 for layup should be fouled, although she missed the shot. And she'll go to the free throw line with 1 minute left to go in the game. So now number 22. First shot is up, and that was good. They'll move the lead out to 2 points now, 47 to 45. Should get set for a second shot here. Second shot is good as well. Now 48 to 45 with a minute on the clock. Just the inbound the ball to Bars, and she'll work the ball down low to break the press. Get over to Branch. Branch will now swing it back out to Natalie Cho. She'll make a move inside now for the floater. Floater's good. Now 48-47, 49.2 on the clock. Defensive chance for the Lady Jets parent. Here was the way the ball down court. They get it 23. Now back out top to 21. Still working in for a floater. Off the backboard, no good. And can't grab a rebound on the Jets. And it'll be the Heroes ball. Now substitution by the Heroes, 30.9 on the clock. Jason Terry begging his girls to get one rebound. And now the Heroes will take a timeout. 30.9 on the clock. We'll take a timeout here as well. Come back with the end of this one. It's been a wild back and forth game. The Lady Jets down by one, looking to get the win here in Orlando, Florida.
We are back. DeSoto Eagles football is back on RF Sports Radio. Starting August 31st, tune in to RF Sports Radio to hear live Texas high school football action. Coach Claude Mathis returns to lead the Texas football powerhouse on another big season. The electric Dez White and Oregon recruit Dontre Wilson lead a high-powered, high-scoring offense. And hear it all right here on RFSportsRadio.com. It all starts August 31st as the DeSoto Eagles take on Arlington Martin right there in Arlington, Texas. Tune in live for RFSportsRadio.com for live DeSoto Eagles football action only here.
And we're back 30.9 on the clock. This has been the toughest game so far outside the one loss against the Richmond team that the Lady Jets have had. And fitting that they have it against their rival team from the Dallas Metroplex, the Heroes. Inbound pass to the Heroes. And they will get a foul call on Bars on the inbound pass. And now the Heroes will go to the line and shoot free throws with 28.6 on the clock. Free free throw attempt, first attempt is good. It's now 49-47. It's 28.6 left. Second shot. No good. Rebound about Johnson. Still get it out to Natalie. So working the bars. Only down by two. They get it to Goodson. Now back to bars. And Jason Terry called a quick timeout here with 20.3 left to go. As they try to set up now for a last shot. We'll stay here. As we get ready here for the last 20 seconds of the game, it's been back and forth. Lady Jets did take a lead at one point by as much as 9. That's how that lead go away. And so far in the second half, it's been predominantly the Heroes. And they now have a 2-point lead. Lady Jets trying to finish out their tournament strong. Now that the timeout's done by the Heroes, the Lady Jets will take a timeout here. Well, thank everyone that's been listening to the broadcast all weekend long. I also want to remind you, you can go back and listen to some of the other games by going to rfsportsradio.com. You can follow the Lady Jets on Twitter at @lady_jets. They're going to be headed out to Las Vegas on the 17th. For another AAU tournament. We'll be back with our live show at 10:30 p.m. on Tuesday with the interview with Jason Terry, who's been in the news a lot lately. After leaving the Mavericks and now be joining the Boston Celtics, he'll talk about his time in Dallas, also what he expects in Boston as well. Grant's now inbound the ball to Natalie Cho. Clock ticking with 17 seconds left to go. So now work the ball down low to Branch. Branch over the side is going to be no good. Out of bounds, and Lady Jets now with 9 seconds to go. I have a chance to either tie this up or get the win. So work the ball on the Branch. Branch back out the bars. 8 seconds to go. So now fake the side, get it to Goodson. Goodson now will go inside the lane for a shot. Shot's no good. Rebounded by the Heroes. They'll be going to five and run it out. And Lady Jets will lose by 249-47 to the Heroes. And that's going to do it for the tournament for them. We thank everyone for listening. Make sure you go back and check RF Sports Radio for broadcasts of other games. We want to thank Jason Terry and the Jason Terry Foundation for allowing us to broadcast the games this weekend. Until then, we'll see you guys on Tuesday night for Sports Talk from a Fan's Perspective, live on rfsportsradio.com.